22. Dear Lord, we invite you to preside over this meeting, even if we have different opinions. Give us unity of spirit and help us to each listen politely as others share their points of view. Help us to work as a unified team in combining ideas for a great outcome. May we have a spirit of camaraderie in this room and work together on a shared mission to make our city a greater place to live. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The city of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. City Secretary, please call roll.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant, he did inform us he would not be able to attend. Councilmember Apodaca?
Here.
Councilmember Salazar?
Here.
Councilmember Greider?
Here.
Councilmember Street?
Here.
Councilmember Martin?
Here.
Mayor Aldridge?
Here. Moving on to citizens' participation. First up, we have Chris Garza.
Are you ready with the timer, Patty?
Okay. Good evening, Council. Tonight, you will be evaluating our city management. I am concerned with her ability to hold her employees accountable. This week, even going as far as doing their jobs for them. In some instances, creating an environment of inefficiency. Open records requests take months to receive, even when certain things don't have to go to the Attorney General. We have felons working for us, and from reports and write-ups, employees who have committed less infractions have been removed while allowing some to maintain their positions indefinitely for fear of lawsuit. There is signed paperwork in that felon's file that provides otherwise. She has openly lied to council about menial things and has spent money on things like cutting down dead trees that were making a mess over her new car, which are now growing into wild bushes. And lastly, she has failed to make hard decisions by bringing management matters to council to relieve herself of responsibilities. All of this while consistently catering to who's the council majority. I have no expectation that she will be removed tonight, but I would like it to be on record that to say she is doing a perfect job would be an injustice to the residents of this community. The city secretary and the election official still has not had a formal investigation requested. And as the mayor wrongfully tried to convince me that these matters were not for council, let me state they absolutely are, and it's part of our charter. And I ask that it be placed on the next agenda to have an investigation into the practices of our city secretary. Lastly, Mr. Grant a couple weeks ago made statements to clear the rumors about his drug house, a parade of lies to ensure that the legacy of a councilman was not marred. However, as Mr. Miller stated last meeting, there is something fishy about the way everything was handled. From the police reports to the death certificate signed by the primary care physician, sounds to me like this councilman actively covered up this situation and utilized his power and authority and his good friend, Police Chief Boyce, to ensure that it would be kept a secret. Meth is a drug of choice in the house at Ben's Engelman with the We Don't Dial 911 bench, not crack. Meth is still a problem in Kirby. Meth manufacturer burned down the house on Kirby Drive, and it's stated by reports there was enough pills of pseudoephedrine found in the Ben's Engelman house to manufacture meth. It's my belief, Councilman, that he should relinquish his seat while he still can convince the public it's for health reasons and not because he's being shamed over drugs and cover-ups that he's participated in. Where's everyone stating moral turpitude when he's been out? Where's Apodaca stating that she doesn't want to be a person like that representing her? I just want to know where the threshold is. I mean, drugs and ex-cops who get investigated by the Texas Rangers and all these other people we're okay with. This town needs to get back to putting its residents first, and it starts with those that abuse their power and authority not to hold council seats so that our money can stop being spent on covering down for these individuals. All the council majority here has participated in shaming residents, including myself. The time has come to step down and let Kirby finally grow. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Helen Bruns.
Good evening. I was concerned about where I live on Allen Shepherd. I'm concerned about all the streets in Kirby.
Patty.
And so I'm really concerned about the one I live on because it's got so many potholes. And they come out and put this stuff down, and then rain, this stuff rises up. So, you know, we're paying a lot of taxes, and we should have stuff fixed out there. And it's just not just started. It's been going on. So that's my concern.
Thank you, ma'am. Sally Hitt.
Evening, Council. This is the first time I've ever been up here, but I want to thank Stephanie for putting on a thing to get to know our candidates. And I was very disappointed that we only had two candidates after having about, eight candidates that are on the list. And only two of them showed up, and the ones that didn't show up, you know, they think they're working for the city of Kirby. They're not. They're not interested in what we want. They're interested in their own things. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Jack Miller. You put CTBH.
Citizen
to be heard.
I just
abbreviated. Thank you, sir.
Jack Miller, 4839 Dick Gordon. So I continue to investigate the death of Michael Grant. That would be the son. I'll give you an update. So I spoke to the medical examiner agent who's still employed there. He was under the impression after receiving the call from Grant and Spurlock, your officer, that Michael Grant's death was attended by Dr. Cotman. So he didn't order an autopsy. Autopsies are required in the state of Texas for an unattended death or an unwitnessed death. Michael Grant died unwitnessed and unattended. There were active efforts to, it seems, now this is just what I've come to, but it appears to me that there were active efforts to prevent an autopsy from being done. I don't know why. But I will continue to investigate that, and I'll provide updates as they come in. As far as Mr. Grant apologizing to the city of Kirby for causing me to come up here and speak, deplorable. I'm a citizen here. I own a home here. I own two homes here. 12 years I've been living in this city. Nobody up here, and any councilman that's thinking about running, don't get up there and apologize to anybody for causing a citizen to come up here and speak because you don't like what they're saying. Deplorable. It intimidates citizens. It doesn't intimidate me. I just talk louder. Don't do that. As far as the lies that Councilman Grant says, he is not a police officer. Let me take that back. He is technically. He was Constable Precinct 4 until they seized his credentials and handgun in 2015 after he used it in a road rage incident. Constable Precinct 4 launched an internal investigation, and there were four complaints, and they were all sustained. Improper use of a firearm, improper use of credentials, taking unauthorized law enforcement action off duty, and conduct unbecoming of a Precinct 4 employee. They were sustained. That means they were proven to be true. He was fired from Precinct 4. I have those records. It's the truth. And then he quickly got a commission over with Sabinal. Failed to disclose to Sabinal that he just got fired from Precinct 4. In fact, he told them that he resigned. Not true. His days there are numbered. He lied on his employment application. His actions need to be condemned by the council. His insults and false allegations about me need to be condemned by the council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller, I see that you have also signed up to speak at all agenda items. Is that correct?
Yeah, A2G.
Thank you.
Unless you guys say something and then I'm like, I'm good.
You guys may put a concern to rest while you're talking, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Patricia Mann.
Hello, I'm Patricia Mann, 5518 Harris. Hi, Mayor, Council. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who volunteered to stuff eggs. We had everybody there, council people, crime, beautification, citizens. That was many hands make light work. That was wonderful. And then to the Easter egg hunt, that was wonderful. Everybody who went had a good time, I'm sure. I stayed longer than I had originally thought I was because I was having so much fun watching the kids. And thank you, Stephanie and Mr. Faulkner, for putting on a lot of little games for the little ones. And if it wasn't for Mr. and Mrs. Shaw's grandkids, we'd probably be out there still hiding eggs. And they assisted with all the kids' game. And man, I hope them kids stay in Kirby because we need more citizens like that. And I just want to say that I hope we can do more fun things like this, like the Hobo Fest. I would love to see that back. Kirby Derby or even something for Fiesta since everybody's all in Fiesta moods. But it's going to take all of the community to volunteer for this stuff because we can't just have a few. We just saw everybody was out there, everybody pitched in. But can you imagine what we could do if we had a lot more citizens volunteering? And I know there's people out there who know how to do this type of stuff. We just have to get them down here, get them to sign up, and I hope people think about that for the future so we can have more things like the Easter egg hunt. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Mann. Next up is Ernest Spradling.
Good evening. 5218 Cinderella. My speech was going to go a whole lot different until I apologize.
Sir, can you please remove your hat?
Oh, sorry. I got it gone. Mine was going to go a whole lot different, but I will try to get it all in. Mr. Miller, I disagree. You used the word deplorable. Deplorable. You're an honorably discharged veteran, a former officer, and you're on video cussing out our police officers, and you want to say deplorable?
Yes, sir.
I don't use that. Keep using it. You're great.
Me, I can address him right.
25
Mr.
years.
First,
I am a retired police officer of 25 years. I'm not. I'm allowed to make my comments. 25 years I was in law enforcement. I've never cussed out another officer like you did. That's deplorable.
I don't give a fuck. Stop looking at me. Stop talking to me.
Out.
Motherfucker. Mayor, you can't address the citizen. You address the council, not the citizen. You address me, appointed me, you, that's what you get. You learn. Listen. Oh, you know what? Stay. You stay. You don't have to fucking be. Cop sucker, you want to talk to me outside? Big man? Let's talk.
I apologize for that. I'm just, as a citizen, 8 years sitting on council, was a police officer for this city.
One moment, sir.
Go ahead.
Patty, can he get his time back? Or is it all rolling? Okay, continue, sir.
Okay. Again, I apologize. I can't handle that kind of thing. But I was here mainly to speak of Monique. We have, and y'all have, not we, y'all have her evaluation tonight. And I want to make sure that everybody understands, because I'm not going to say all of you, but not everyone understands what exactly she does. We hear retention, we hear accountability, we hear all these words all the time, accountability. You know what, part of our retention, you all know it because you sit there and you see the budget. I left here as a police officer because of money. I could not support my family with what we made. She has done everything as she's come in here. I don't have to tell you, and unless you don't know, her education and her background on city government, city issues, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have a, I'm done.
Thank you, Mr. Spradley. Next up is Lisa Pierce.
Mayor, Council, my name is Lisa Pierce. I reside at 5123 Happiness, and I am here to speak about our city manager, Monique Vernon. Obviously, unless you've lived that life on city council, you can't fathom all of the different facets that a city manager goes through. A lot of the times that you're on council, you are also sheltered by all of the things that the city manager goes through. Monique in her position has done many great things in conjunction with the city council and what was asked of her by city council. The city of Kirby has received the most amount of grants that it has ever in the history during her tenure, and that has a lot to do with her relationships with our surrounding cities, the rapport with Bexar County, just the rapport with other people in this industry. And I call it an industry because it is. It's where everybody's vying for that same piece of pie that Bexar County offers. And a lot of the hard work behind the scenes is to Monique. Last year, we went through an astronomical event between the pandemic, the year before, the winter. We kept all of our employees. Nobody got laid off because of COVID. It was just a matter of things. However, accountability, I still think, is very important. So in the event that any of you believe that an employee needs to be held accountable, it is in your right to make sure that we are holding our employees accountable, but only in the parameter of your job. Ask questions. Don't do hearsay. Ask questions. And those can't be done in open session. Those can be done one-on-one, but absolutely accountability. I don't care what anybody says, accountability is important. But I do hope that if you decide to relieve our city manager of her duties this evening, that you have a contingency plan, because there are a lot of things in your plate right now that I don't think any of you or anyone on staff has the ability to see through to the end. Thank you very much, and thank you for serving.
Thank you, Mayor Pierce. Next up is Harold Shaw.
Good evening, Council. Harold Shaw, 3310 Buzz Aldrin. Evaluation of the mayor. Really? I've had many issues in Kirby. I talked to the ex-police chief, can't remember his name anymore. I said, I got an issue. Who do I go to? He's that girl right over there. I said, what girl? Her name was Monique, and she wore this outfit. What it was, I don't know. I went and talked to her. It was a function at the Friendship Park. I went to work at 7:30, at 7 o'clock actually. She calls, my wife calls me, honey, they're here. What? It's not even 8 o'clock. How she put together after hours to be there at 7:30 at my house to fix my issue, I have no idea. Twice that I can recall exactly, I went and talked to Monique at the city council. And y'all know I live at 3310 Buzz Aldrin. I went to her with two different issues, two different times. When I left City Hall and got to my house, they were there before me. I'm still wondering, how in heaven did she get that help that fast to my house? I have no clue. And then I had another call that I went to Monique about. And they called me, can't remember what the police officer's name was that called me. Oh, code compliance called me. 7-something in the morning. Monique scheduled this, Monique scheduled that. I said, well, you can stop this one because I already fixed it. I took the day off. That's the kind of person we need as a manager. She has the get-to-go attitude and gets the job done right. And I tell people, I told one guy yesterday, and he didn't want to listen. I said, if you have a problem with the city of Kirby, if it's a police problem, then you go to the chief. If it's a city of Kirby issue, go to Monique, the city manager at City Hall. She'll listen and she'll get the job done. If we lose her, don't know what's going to happen to Kirby. She is good as gold can ever get. I'll address those other issues on the next meeting from the other conversations, because I didn't sign up for that, and I didn't want to detour that from giving Monique her fame, what she needs, what she deserves. I don't think she should have a 2-year contract. She should keep on going until you find a flaw in what she's doing. You as a city council, not a citizen, or one citizen or two citizens, the city council. If you see something that Monique's doing wrong over the years.
Thank you, Mr. Shaw.
I didn't hear it.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Moving on to 6A, fire badge pinning ceremony. Chief Hilburn.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, Council, and citizens of Kirby. This evening, I would like to bring up Mr. Blake Farrell and Gunnar Graff. They both started with Kirby Fire Department as part-time employees, went to the Fire Academy, completed it, and then in January, both of them accepted a full-time position within the Kirby Fire Department. So I'm proud that they are both here tonight and to be pinned. I believe Gunnar's wife is going to pin him, and I'm going to pin Mr. Farrell.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Welcome.
I will always be
Congratulations. Welcome to Kirby.
Congratulations. Welcome.
Congratulations.
Nice
welcome
to
Kirby.
Congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Next in line, we will have police badge pinning ceremony.
Mayor,
Chief Cardona?
We want to postpone that one next meeting.
Okay, we will postpone that one. Do we need to vote to postpone that?
No, we can just bring it back because there was no action.
Okay. 6C, Volunteer Fire Department Board Update, Casey Hawkins.
Not here.
Mr. Hawkins was not able to make it tonight, so I'll go ahead and give that update.
I was going to say, you don't look like Casey.
Not at all. The Kirby Volunteer Board had seven volunteers that started in March, and they completed a four-day training session of getting CPR certified, going over the basic requirements for meeting medical necessity and then working the ambulance so they can assist as well. To current date, we've had three volunteers that have actually been participating out of those seven. So we are glad to have them on board and moving forward. As soon as we get the volunteers settled in, that's when we're gonna start trying to get some fundraising going on. So you're gonna start seeing that happening as well. That's where we're at right now.
All right. Thank you, Chief Hilburn.
No problem. Y'all have a good night.
Okay. 6D, National Telecommunicators Work Proclamation is April 10th through the 16th. And we do have a proclamation. National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, April 10th through April 16th, 2022. Whereas emergencies can occur at any time that require police, fire, or emergency medical services, and whereas when an emergency occurs, the prompt response of police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical professional is required personnel is critical to the protection of life and preservation of property. And whereas the safety of our police officers, firefighters is dependent upon the quality of and accuracy of the information obtained from citizens who telephone City of Kirby 911 communications. And whereas public safety telecommunicators are the first and most critical contacts our citizens have with emergency services. And whereas public safety telecommunicators are the single vital link for our police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical personnel by monitoring their activities by radio, providing them information, and ensuring their safety. And whereas public safety telecommunicators of City of Kirby 911 communications have contributed substantially to the apprehension of criminals, suspicion of fires, and treatment of patients. And whereas each dispatcher has exhibited compassion, understanding, and professionalism during the performance of their job in the past year. Therefore, I, Kimberly Aldrich, declare the week of April 10th through the 16th of 2022 to be National Public Safety Telecommuters Week in honor of the men and women who diligence and professionalism keep our city and citizens safe.
So they were not able to be here to accept it, but we will make sure we get that presented. But I'm gonna ask if both our chiefs will come up and take a picture with the proclamation and we can.
I have one dispatcher in row.
I did invite them. I know we've been really busy. They are absolutely been our backbone, even though they've been short. They, if you guys don't know, they do not just take our calls. They take EMS as well. So if our calls at the end of the year, let's say, are in the tens of thousands, it is actually the calls they intake are a lot larger. So we wholeheartedly appreciate them every day. They pick up that phone call and ask those needed questions so that when they relay that, we can be a little bit more alert or safe in approaching a home. So thank you so much for this appreciation. I'm going to take it from him. He's on his way. And I'll be sure to let them know. Thank you.
Moving on to 6E, Fiesta Decorating Contest winners' participation. Our beautiful and beautification and recycling committee, Maria Lozano. Did you want to come up?
Yes, bring the whole crew.
Yes, bring the whole crew.
Took part of this first ever
know, y'all don't understand, that peace plant that the beautification presented me, and I told everybody, I said, I don't know, I said, thank you so much for the beautiful plant. I said, but I'll end up killing it. And I saw Mrs. Babber yesterday, and I said, guess what? I said, she goes, your plant's still alive? I went, yes! Moving on to 7A, consideration and of action on minutes. A, regular minutes of March 5th, 2022. I will entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the minutes from the March 5th council meeting on Saturday, March 5th.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street and seconded by Councilmember Apodaca to approve the regular minutes of March 5th, 2022. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Dreyer?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Yes. The regular meeting minutes of March 5th, 2022 have passed. Consideration of an action on minutes for regular meeting minutes on March 24th, 2022. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, make a motion that we accept the regular minutes of March 24th, 2022.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Apodaca and seconded by Councilmember Greider to accept the regular meeting minutes of March 24th, 2022. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. The regular meeting minutes for March 24th, 2022 have passed. Moving to 8A, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2022-911, an ordinance repealing sections 30.01-30.10 of the Code of Ordinance of the City of Kirby, relating to the City Council and its rules on procedure and rules for citizen participation at meetings and adopting new sections 30.01-30.10 of the Code of Ordinance of the City of Kirby relating to the rules of procedures for the City Council and rules for citizen participation at the City Council meetings and establish an effective date. This is the first reading. I will entertain a motion if anybody has any, if anybody doesn't have any discussion.
I just from what happened earlier, I want to know how do we handle that going forward? Because for instance, Mr. Sprawling was speaking and it was interrupted. So I feel that his time was cut short from what he would have continued to say. So I just want to know, do we need to put any of that in here, or how are we going to proceed with that going forward since we're on this actual topic?
There's already a section in here where council can, someone can make a motion and you all can vote to extend a speaker's time.
Okay.
So that option is in the ordinance.
Okay, so next time that happens. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we will definitely take up that option, yes.
But we still need to make it 5 minutes, right?
Yes, it's still, they made it 5 minutes.
Reason I asked, I couldn't read this, the red line that you put out.
Oh,
there. It's
okay.
Too small.
You know, there's magnifying glasses for that. I'm just teasing. I need them too. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept ordinance number O-2022-911, an ordinance repealing sections 30.01 to 30.10 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Kirby relating to the City Council and its rules of procedure and rules for citizen participation at meetings and adopting new sections 30.01
through 30.10 of the Cordon Ordinances of the City of Kirby relating to the rules of procedure for the City Council and rules for citizen participation at the City Council meetings and establishing an effective date.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Apodaca and seconded by Councilmember Salazar to accept the first reading for Ordinance Number 0-2022-911 and Ordinance repealing Sections 30.01-30.10 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Kirby relating to the City Council and its rules of procedures and rules for citizen participation at the meeting and adopting the new section 30.01-30.10 of the Code of Ordinance of the City of Kirby relating to the rules and procedures for the City Council and rules for citizen participation at the City Council meeting. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. The new section for ordinance repealing the, well, not repealing, but replacing the sections 30.01-30.10 for ordinance number 0-2022-911 has passed for the first reading. Moving on to 8B, discussion and possible action on Greater Northeast Little League GNL installing a sprinkler system on the Friendship Park softball field. Mr. Wolf.
We're here to basically ask for that permission. We want to install a sprinkler system on that softball field. Currently has no sprinkler system whatsoever, so we're here seeking approval for that. We are paying full cost, and we will maintain it as well.
Which ball?
As you drive in, it'd be the field on the left.
Where on that field would you install the sprinkler systems?
It's going to go on the whole field.
The outfields?
Yeah.
Okay. I know in previous situations where the city has used the park and they have used that ball field, how are you going to protect that sprinkler system?
I mean, I would hope we don't park cars on it anymore. I mean, it's a baseball field. It's not meant for that. But, I mean, going forward, we would ask that we would stay off of it like that.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Wolf?
I do.
Go ahead, Councilmember Street.
So there's how many ball fields out there?
There's three.
And you're only going to put it on one?
We have one currently, and we're going to pay for the other one right now.
Okay. Who's paying for the water?
It's part of our contract.
So we're paying for the water?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to do the maintenance on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Questions for Mr. Wolf?
I do. So with the sprinkler system, I mean, that was actually a good question about the water. How often will you be using the sprinkler system?
As needed. I mean, as of right now, I mean, it really needs water. If it's a rainy season, obviously we don't use it.
On the other field, how often do you use it?
A couple times a week.
And we pay for that water too.
Is it going to be in accordance to
water restrictions.
The water restrictions that we're on?
Yes. The water restrictions allow for our sports fields to be watered as a safety issue.
And so just to make clear, when you said, because when you were talking about the outfield, so not the fenced in part? I'm confused.
Yeah, just the fenced in. The outfield is where she's talking, the outfield grass.
Right field, center field, and left field.
So, but
it's inside the fence.
Inside.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking it's outside. And I was like, now, wait a minute. We do use. No. Okay.
And why would anybody park there? That's why
I'm
confused.
What I was like. Wait a minute. That's weird. Okay. Understand.
Any more questions? Go ahead, Councilmember Martin.
So your fee is $125 a year, correct?
No, it's a $500 a year.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. I thought we could...
No, that was the amateur softball league was paying $125. Okay. They've okay. been paying $500 a year for quite some time.
Okay. And the water is in the contract with it?
Yeah, because it's the city's facility anyway, so we would be paying the water and electricity okay. there, which we do.
What is the cost of the irrigation system?
As of right now, it's not going to cost us more than $5,200.
Okay. Okay, that's all I got.
Okay. Anybody else?
So, actually, since this is brought up, I mean, that's a good point. So, $500 a year, we pay the water and the electricity. And when is this contract going to come back up again?
I think it's this December.
Is it? Yeah, December. It was a two-year contract. They've been renewing it every 2 years.
Okay, we can't discuss his contract or when it's due, because this is for the sprinkler system.
Okay, well, I don't know how we're going to, well, I don't know, because the water is part of the contract, and I would like to know how much water are we using on the field, yeah. the one that's already in there. So I don't know how to determine that, because mm-hmm. $500, and we're talking about water. I know my bill alone just in my house is about $100, so I'm not adding up to me.
In addition to that, we do all the maintenance on the fields. We buy the dirt, we do everything for it, and the fields are unlocked when we're not using them. So we mow the fields every week, we drag the dirt, we add dirt to the fields. That's not included in our contract.
Yeah, I think she's got it right. We need to figure out what the water bill is over there. If you know they're going to be using it for all these fields. I mean, I'm more than certain that we're paying a lot of money for water just for the fields.
Well, and it's our water. So let me just kind of explain. We're okay. not paying any water bill because it's our water.
Okay.
I can get you all a reading if you want to know, you know, what they're currently using. I think maybe the best thing to do would be when their contract comes up for renewal, after we've looked at that reading, if you feel like at that point you need to negotiate a higher cost because of that, you can consider that. But I do think with the upkeep of what they do, if they didn't maintain the fields, mow that area, like you said, purchase the dirt, take care of all those items, that would be our manpower and staffing having to go do that. So that would be a cost to us as well.
Okay. Well, now that we know that it's not costing us anything, it's our water. So
we are paying the electric, though.
We do, which is about between $8 and $19 a month for electricity. It varies depending on the time of year.
Somebody's paying for the water.
Well, it's the city's water.
But do you see
so
what I'm
saying? Yeah, no, I understand. We're using it. Well, we're using it as our water, but we're not physically paying a water bill to ourselves for the water. But yes, we can get a reading and see what the usage is if that's
right, our residents helpful. Are getting free water.
Who is that? I'm sorry?
Our residents are getting free water. I'm just saying, I'm really looking at it like that. I mean, the water's not free.
But it's going to city property, I think, is mm-hmm. what makes it okay.
I think we can evaluate it, let them do it and evaluate it, and when it comes back in December, we'll see what the cost is.
Yeah.
We need to go up or go down.
I agree.
Okay. Gonna make a motion?
I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the Janelle putting a sprinkler system in Friendship Park softball field.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion on the table by Councilmember Martin and Councilmember Salazar to accept Greater Northeast Little League GNL to install a sprinkler system on the Friendship Park softball field. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Glider?
No.
Councilmember Street?
No.
Aldridge.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations, Doug. You can install your sprinkler system. discussion and possible action on engineering services proposal from Bain Medina Bain for Allen Shepherd Drive sewer reconstruction. I don't see Mr. Bain here.
Right, so he wasn't planning to attend. You have in your packet the proposal that they submitted, which is task order number 2. Council previously approved their task order number 1 related to Allen Shepherd Drive street reconstruction. At the last meeting when Mr. Bain was here, we talked about the two options for the sewer. It was the open cut or the underground pipe bursting. And so they went ahead and submitted their proposal for the engineering services related to the sewer piece. So you have that breakdown, which is a total lump sum fee of $50,000.
Councilmember Street.
Yes, ma'am. I see that it says that they will take care of getting the permitting process taken care of. Are they paying the permits, or are we paying the permits for TCEQ or Bexar County or whoever we pay the permits to?
It's going to be included in their fee. So they would.
Where does it say that?
Pull the permits.
It says permitting, prepare additional items for permitting package, but it doesn't say that they're paying that cost. It does not.
Yeah, but it does say a total lump sum, these services.
Right, but I don't see where they say that.
No, it doesn't say that. So
okay, so can we nail that down?
I can ask them if you want them to revise it to say that.
Because there's, I don't know how much the permits run. What do they run for a sewer thing?
I don't know.
We've done one, right?
We've never submitted for one ourselves. The one, they've always gone through the engineers.
Okay.
So I would have to ask them.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so shall we postpone this?
Yeah, it just says assistance. Bain Medina Bain will provide additional permitting and bidding assistance. It doesn't say the permit itself.
I would rather have that in there, Monique. Better safe than sorry. Is there anything else that you found, Councilmember Street?
No, that's all.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, does anybody have anything else?
So we're going to move to postpone this item?
Yes, to have that item clarified and added.
Do we need to make a motion to postpone it?
Yes.
Mayor, I make a motion we postpone this item to the next council meeting.
I have a motion on the table by Councilmember Martin, seconded by Councilmember Greider, to postpone the engineering service proposal from Bain Medina Bain for Allen Shepherd Drive sewer reconstruction to the next meeting. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Abadaka?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. 8C has been postponed to our next council meeting. 8D, discussion and possible action on crime control and prevention district fiscal year 2021-2022 budget amendment.
All right, so I'm going to go over it briefly. I had requested some replacement of equipment, which was currently we have a watch guard in our system, in our all of our cars, our in patrol vehicles, and they are out of warranty and they're no longer working properly. So I went with Axon. I kind of compared two, which was watch guard and Axon. I determined Axon was the best. I presented it to council, and that is to replace all of the in-car patrol cameras. Thank you. All of the in-car patrol cameras. It would also provide services to our evidence technician, which was the software she needs to be a little bit more proficient The software currently that she has for video redaction is taking her between, depending on the size of the video, between 3 to 6 hours or days to complete because it's done manually. This actually provides her buttons to be able to block out or maybe redact as needed or per law in a more quicker manner. It's just a click of a button. There are two different things or two different quotes. One of them is for the for 5 years, both of them are for 5 years, but one of them is for the equipment only. The equipment itself for 60 months would be, make sure I got this right because I don't want to say the wrong one. Yes, this will be $54,784.97. This includes also the interview room. So we currently do have an interview room, but it is old to where we're using still CDs. If you don't hit it right, it doesn't record. You can't see very well or hear very well. This would actually tie in. So what the great thing with this all being Axon and not just having body cameras, Axon and WatchGuard in car, everything's different businesses, is that we'll be collectively under one. And we already have body cameras, so we don't have to purchase that. When the officer makes a traffic stop, not only does the body camera turn on along with the program, everything syncs. Then we also, the other thing it alleviates is currently WatchGuard is based like a USB based, where the officer plugs, plays, downloads, goes back to the police department, uploads it, then brings it back. You can't use multiple USBs, only one. On that, it is not very secure. I'd like it to make it secure, which this will do. It'll be server based. We would dock the body cameras immediately. It would go into the server. We wouldn't have to get up and take hours to pull videos for cases. It's just gonna streamline us and take us back into the century that we're in. We're definitely gonna get ahead. There are other services as well, like the license plate readers. Every car, I'm hoping to have it. This in-car camera, which is similar to the WatchGuard, would actually provide us license plate readers in all the vehicles. And that means it will cover 4 lanes of traffic if they're on 78. Stolen vehicles, people with warrants, it's gonna automatically notify the officer and we will act on that. So that's a great tool to have, especially with any issues that we may have with motor vehicle thefts or people dumping their vehicles that have been stolen here. That's gonna alleviate a lot of that. We're gonna be cleaning up the city with it. The other quote that you're going to see is going to be for the licenses involving that. Now I did request that the all the equipment be purchased up front. It is guaranteed and warrantied for 5 years, which is basically the lifetime of the equipment. Now the licenses, I've only requested 2 years because it gets expensive. So the 2 years, I believe it was around $22,000. Don't quote me on that. It's $22,000.
Yes.
No, it's $22,380.
Did I get that right, Ms. Street?
Yes.
Okay. $22,380. So that would cover us for the next 2 years until we have to bring it back up for it to pay off the rest for the next 5. Now, if the question of it being recurring, every technology is gonna break, so eventually we're gonna have to replace again. We'll go through this process all over again. But in the meantime, we'll have good service, we'll be up to date, we'll be streaming live and everything. Every officer will be able to review their own videos, and our detectives will be able to review at their desktop to be able to submit to the district attorney's office. Right now, we're even having to use converters to get that uploaded online. I mean, it's a process to get one case in. So this will help us out a lot. It is not something that, again, I wouldn't ask you guys if it was something I didn't actually need, or if I wanted this, I wouldn't be asking. This is more of a need. Our equipment needs to be replaced. It's time. So it did get approved by our crime control. I apologize. It did get approved by our crime control, and I'm asking council to approve as well.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Chief?
I got one question, Chief. You said it was warrantied for 5 years?
Yes, sir. They also do installation. So all this is encompassed inside of that.
Great.
They will come out from out of state, and they will install all the equipment into our vehicles here. If we ever have an issue, we'll go through technical services, and they will also, through warranty, send somebody out to assist us with any issues that we may have.
Is it proprietary?
Define that for me. I know Chief used that a lot. It came with,
are they
in other
the
words.
Only person that can license and warranty that equipment?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also, that warranty is not going to start until they install the equipment.
Yes.
We may not get the equipment till December, right, Chief?
Yes, they're looking at there. December or January. Everything is backtracked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything that we've gotten from last year's fiscal year is backtracked still now.
But, you know, we paid for the equipment, but the warranty is not going to start until they install it.
Any other questions? Be happy to. Oh, and also, if I forgot, the interview room is also connected to the same server. So that means we don't have to use two different systems on that either. Everything's all connected.
Okay.
Very good presentation. Appreciate it.
Thank
information.
You.
Thank you.
Okay, I will entertain a motion.
Yeah, Mayor, I'll make a motion that that we approve the budget amendment on the Crime Control and Prevention District financial year 2021 to 2022.
A second. Go ahead.
Sorry. We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Salazar, seconded by Councilmember Martin, to accept the Crime Control and Prevention District year 2021-2022 budget amendment. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge.
Yes. The budget amendment for the Crime Control and Prevention District fiscal year budget 2021-2022 budget amendment has passed. Thank you. 8E, discussion and possible action on appointment of a member of the Economic Development Committee. Do we have any applications?
No, ma'am.
Moving on to 8F, discussion and possible action on burning brush in the city of Kirby. Chief Hilbert.
Good evening again, Madam Mayor, Council, and citizens of Kirby. Give Patty just a few moments to get it pulled up. I do have a presentation. Sorry about that.
It never works. Yeah.
There we go. All right. There is a ordinance in the city of Kirby, and it's 93.03, open burning permit required. Any person, firm, or corporation wanting to burn any debris within the city limits can submit a request for a special burning permit to the city fire chief. Such permit requested shall be submitted at least 48 hours in advance for such burning and shall fully describe the type of burning and location of the proposed burning activities. Such permit request shall be accompanied by a check for $20 payable to the city of, to the city to cover full payment of fees. In consideration whether or not to grant such permit, the fire chief shall consider type and amount of burning, proximity to residents and businesses, safety procedures, and other factors. The decision of the fire chief shall be final. This ordinance went into effect of January 21st of 93. Currently, the permit is here at City Hall. Along with the permit, I did draft a letter that says open burn permit, which basically says obtain the special burn permit. Branches wood products must be placed in a burn barrel. A grate must be placed on top of the burn barrel unless placing branches or other wood products in the barrel. A fire extinguisher device such as a garden hose must be kept in close proximity of the burn barrel, and the burn barrel must be no less than 10 feet from any building. No burning after 6 p.m. or before 8 a.m. A burn barrel is defined as a metal container that is strictly sound and no larger than a 45 gallons. Typically, you would have a small hole on the bottom for the drainage, as well as you would have some small holes on the side for ventilation. A grate is a frame of metal for holding in the fuel that is being burned, as well as to reduce the large debris from flying out of the burn barrel. A barbecue pit is similar to a burn barrel with a few minor differences depending on the type of pit and barrel. Typically, a burn barrel stands upright, such as in the photograph here, whereas a barbecue pit is vertical. You can see in the top picture here that this is a professional burn barrel. This also provides the aesthetic features that you would want to look at while burning. The bottom picture would be allowable for burning as long as a grate was placed on top of the barrel. Without the grate, this type of burn barrel would not be allowed. Anyone with the permit will be asked to have an extinguishing device readily available on site where the fire is. It can be a home fire extinguisher, such as in the photograph here, or it can be a home, however, the best and most cost-effective would be a garden hose with a nozzle on it ready to put the fire out. The burn barrel should not be in a building, close to a building, or under a carport. I was asked to talk to other cities and departments in the area that allow burning of brush. There is no cities within the area that provide for the citizens or do it themselves. So like Converse, Live Oak, Shirts, Universal City, San Antonio do not allow burning. They don't provide it themselves, they don't do it. Chavano Park, you will notice, is highlighted in blue. What they do is they get a wood chipper, they rent it, they chip all their products or their wood up, as well as they invite the citizens to come in, drop it off. Then the citizens pick up the chippings and use it as mulch. Looking at this illustration, you can see out of the 254 counties in the state of Texas, 154 currently have burn bans.
Chief, why is Bexar County white?
At the present time, Bexar County cannot officially have a burn ban. They have a letter declaring the a declaration to not burn for till the 19th at the 19th commissioners meeting. They're going to discuss putting in a burn ban.
Thank you.
And we'll be touching that in just a second. Now, in this video, this is provided from the Texas Forestry Service. You will see how fast the fire spreads with vegetation. That was only 50 seconds long, and it spread pretty fast. Now, within a residential area, embers can land not only in vegetative areas, but also on roofs, trash, and any other potential fuel source. In this slide, as of March 15th of this year, this is the current drought monitor for the nation. Using this map from mid-March, you can see Texas was noted to be abnormally dry to extreme drought conditions. It's hard to see from a distance or on the black and white. It has the color-coded system. Just looking at the state of Texas, this is from April 5th of 2022. You can see that Kirby area is considered to be in severe drought, where that orange area right there by San Antonio and Guadalupe County is listed. This is the current state of Texas wildfire maps. There are currently 32 wildfires in the state of Texas. It's hard to see on the black and white photos or the copies that you have, but the orange box with the arrows represent active fires with 100 to 1,000 acres currently burned. The red boxes with arrows representing fires with over 1,000 acres currently burned and are still active. You'll notice the one located closest to San Antonio is from Camp Bullis, with 3,005 acres burned and at this time currently 70% contained, is still active and not 100% out. As discussed earlier, on April 12th, Judge Wolf of Bexar County issued a disaster declaration effective immediately until the 19th of April, 2022. This is only a temporary burn ban for Bexar County until conditions are met to declare a burn ban for the county. A proclamation would need to be made to Commissioner's Court for approval. At the next Commissioner's Court meeting on the 19th of April, Bexar County Fire Marshal's office is recommending a burn ban for Bexar County. During this ban, any violations of the disaster declaration is subject to punishment to fines not to exceed $1,000. Any questions?
No, I was going to say, I have one. I'm curious to know, do you know if the county's ban would affect our controlled burns in the barrel?
It can. Okay. As far as I know, it does not. But okay. Once they put that out on the 19th, they'll define whether or not you can even burn. I know that some of the counties that have burn bans, you can't even burn in a barrel.
Can't, okay, so we would need to find that out. Okay. Go ahead. I was going to say, I'm going to turn that over to Councilmember Gard. I know you requested this item, but I wanted the chief to start off explaining what we already have, because I don't know if a lot of residents know about that ordinance where they can get a permit to do control ban in the barrel.
Exactly, yes. So my thing is, the reason why I wanted this to be brought up, because during the park cleanup, this was brought up numerous times to me as I was walking around, why aren't we just putting this in a pile and burning it, you know? So, and I was like, I don't know. My thought, I wasn't even thinking about, you know, burning the whole park down. My actually initial thought was all the smoke is not good for the air. Like, that's the way my mind was thinking, you know, smoke is not good for the air and all that type of stuff. But I'm glad you did this. And also, I'm a witness to when I used to live on Ackerman, there was a house that constantly would burn stuff in their backyard and things would catch on fire. Mm-hmm. So I know this for a fact. So burning stuff is not safe. Again, I know this for a fact. As far as that's the reason why we're not doing it in the park for the park cleanup, because we don't want the whole park to catch on fire, number one. And then I still believe the smoke is bad too, but I just want to make sure that's why I really put this in. It wasn't really about the residents, but I'm glad you brought that up.
Good information, yeah. Yes. And I think the other concern with the Friendship Park, kind of Hugo Lentz area, is because we are backed up to City of San Antonio, Sunrise Subdivision. And so another fear, and that's why we were kind of doing some research, is that how close would we be, could, you know, that potentially spread to that residential community? And we definitely don't want to be responsible, you know, for anything that could happen there.
Chief, has anybody applied for a permit to burn anything?
Yes, ma'am. One permit was approved last year, right after I took office, and that was the 29th permit since 93 that has been issued.
Okay, so most people don't want to burn stuff. It's not a regular thing.
People burn stuff.
They just don't get a permit.
We make it a law, but they don't do it with permit.
So
that is a fine within Kirby if
they get busted, but you have to catch them.
Well, we are called, and typically we've had them put it out with their garden hose, and we give them just a verbal warning, say, you know, you can't burn unless you have a permit, so forth. If we have to pull out our garden hose, we'll usually have the cops with us. And
well, considering the drought conditions and the lack of rain in the forecast,
yes.
I wouldn't give them a warning anymore, but that's just me. Okay, no, thank you.
Councilmember Martin.
Chief, how are you going to prevent people that barbecue, you know, and build a fire in their barbecue pit? And, you know, somebody may call on when you go and say, well, I'm barbecuing.
Well, if we can tell the difference between somebody burning trash,
right,
versus I've got my hot dogs, I'm getting ready for Easter weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell the potato salad's there. People got a party going. Versus,
I mean, the reason I ask, I know,
with common sense. Thank you.
I know people in our area burn things all night long, and it smells bad, you know. And I know they're not barbecuing, or the meat's going to taste bad if I use that type of wood. But anyway, you know, I just was asking. But that's all I got.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yeah, just to be clear, I know that the chief here wasn't clear. When we had the ranch on Elmendorf, when the county put a declaration or they put a burn ban, that means burn ban on in a barrel also.
Okay.
So we couldn't burn trash or brush, even in a barrel.
So we'll have to monitor that. If Commissioner's Court enacts that, then we'll need
to
get that information.
Well, they already set the
out.
Emergency declaration, right?
Yes, the emergency declaration is already in place.
Yeah. And then they'll vote on it on the 24th.
The
19th. Or the 19th, yeah. But it's a good idea just not to have anybody burning right now. I mean, the whole place is just dry, no matter what. So stick to barbecuing.
idea of the wood chipper, though.
Yeah, that's nice, but that's putting extra work on our city employees, and I don't want to do that.
Agreed. Do we have any more questions for Chief Hilburn? Thank you, Chief Hilburn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to 8G, discussion and possible action to authorize the city to enter into a joint election agreement with Bexar County Elections Department for services during early voting and election day, and authorizing the city manager to sign the addendum of understanding and joint election agreement. I will entertain a motion if we don't have any discussion. Councilmember Street.
There's no amount filled in. How much do we have to give them?
Right now it's a little, you know, the exact amount,
$4,245. Amen, let's go for it.
Is that the deposit or that's the usual cost?
Deposit.
Okay, that's the cost. Is that normal? Is that an average year regular?
Yeah, it's low, usually 10,000, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's actually cheaper. So what happens is, depending on how many entities are participating in the election, they divide up the cost. So there must be more entities this time, so it's a little less. And then okay. Once the election's over, we'll get the final bill depending on all the services they provide.
Okay, so thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
Entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion to. Do you have a question?
No, go ahead.
To authorize the city to enter into a joint election agreement with Bexar County Elections Department for services during early voting and election day, and authorizing the city manager to sign the memorandum of understanding and joint election agreement.
A second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Apodaca and seconded by Councilmember Greider. To authorize the city to enter into a joint election agreement with Bexar County Elections Department for services during early voting and election day, and authorizing the city manager to sign the addendum of understanding and joint election agreement. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge.
Yes. The motion passes to authorize the city manager to enter into a joint election agreement with Bexar County for the election. Has passed. All right. Moving on to 9A, going into executive session. I will close this meeting at. Thank you. Executive session A, deliberation on review, evaluation, duties, discipline, or dismissal of the city manager, executive session pursuant to the Texas Government Code section 551.074, personal matters. I will close this meeting at 7:27 on
8.
I'm sorry, 8. Thank you. 8:27 on April the 14th.
White paper.
Yeah, it's
cold. Clock. See it. See
it. It is a new
clock. It's not right.
Yeah, it's a movie.
I
need a digital one.
I want a beer. I think I need a shot too. I could build Los Angeles. I know, eh?
Concerning the executive session, no action was taken. And we will move on to item 10, Discussion, 10A, discussion and possible action on review and evaluation of the city manager. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion based upon the review and evaluation of city manager. I move to increase the compensation by 4% effective May 1st, 2022.
I second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Greider and seconded by Councilmember Martin to increase the compensation by 4% for the city manager based on the review and evaluation effective May 1st, 2022. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Abadaka?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. The increase, the 4% increase for the city manager's contract has passed. Moving on to 11A, announcements and city events and items of community interest by our city manager.
All right. Okay, so just a reminder, we are closed. The city offices are closed tomorrow, April 15th, in observance of Good Friday. So we want everyone to have a safe and happy Easter. Effective this Wednesday, we did go to stage 2 watery restrictions in the city. So that's posted on the website, on Facebook, and in the lobby if you need to see the schedule of when you're allowed to water in stage 2. We have upcoming our spring community-wide garage sale. That's going to be May 13th through the 15th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Any resident is welcome to participate. You don't need a garage sale permit to do that. You can sign up with the city secretary if you'd like to be included on the list that will be published of the addresses, but you do not have to sign up. And then that will lead right into our annual spring cleanup at the Public Works Yard. So May 16th through the 22nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's a residential spring cleanup, no construction materials, and you have to take your items over to the Public Works Yard for drop-off. I did get a really good suggestion from one of our residents, BJ Voigt, and that was to maybe work on a way that we can have people contact City Hall, excuse me, if they need help with transporting their items. So I know once before we talked about some residents who have trucks that maybe would volunteer to go to people's homes that were either elderly or disabled or just didn't have the truck to be able to load their items and bring them in. So maybe we can work out a partnership between the city departments and some residents who'd be willing to volunteer to kind of facilitate that. So we haven't really fleshed out that idea, but I just think that would be really helpful for those who can't take their items over.
When is that cleanup day?
It's May 16th through the 22nd. So if anybody's interested in maybe being a part of that, just let us know. That's all I have.
Okay. Moving on to 12A, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city agendas and announcements on city events and community interests. Councilmember Street.
Okay, I got a couple things. A request was made twice now for an investigation of a city employee. I think we should follow up with this to show that we're being responsive to requests by residents and to verify that there's been no wrongdoing. What's the procedure for that?
I'm going to defer that to the city.
Is this just requests and announcements, so there cannot be discussion?
I can't ask a question?
There cannot be a discussion.
Okay, no discussion. I think we should put this on the agenda for next time. Senior Center elected a new president, David Barbosa, and vice president, Jessica Zapata Bogardis. The Senior Center will be having an Earth Day Senior Appreciation Day on Friday, April 22nd, from 10 to noon, and they have more information posted on their Facebook page. Early voting for City Council will begin on April 25th. Please get to know your candidates and vote. Election Day will be Saturday, May 7th. And I want to thank all of the Kirby residents who sent thoughts and prayers from my husband's family this week. My mother-in-law was the best, and we'll miss her very much. Thank y'all.
Councilmember Greider.
April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. In Texas, more than 4 children die from abuse or neglect on average every week. 184 children are confirmed victims daily, and more than 7 children are maltreated every hour. Forms of abuse: neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse. 5,000 to 6,000 children are abused in Bexar County every year. And again, I'll say that, 5,000 to 6,000 children are abused in Bexar County every year. So that means when you're in the grocery store or you're going past our schools here, one of those children are a victim. So I just want people to really think about that. Please, please, if you see something, say something and report to authorities. Okay. I want to say also happy Ramadan. A lot of people may not know, but Ramadan is a time of hope and renewal and a fresh start. Muslims fast every day from sundown to sunset. April 2nd ends on all the way to May 2nd. And that's the every year Muslims around the world celebrate the holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the 9th and holiest month of the Islamic calendar. So I just want to say happy Ramadan to our residents here in Kirby. Also, thank you to Council Member Martin for going to the Commissioner's Court. We appreciate that for going out there. The City of Kirby Youth Outreach event hosted by Semper Fortis Jiu-Jitsu Free Clinic, April 30th, May 28th, June 25th, time 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., location at our Kirby VFW Post 2059, all ages welcome. This art is proven to provide discipline, improve focus, and attention. I would like to, on a future agenda, in the future, I would like to put as an agenda item to discuss the, so we have the spring cleanup drop-off, and as you just mentioned, that some residents may not be able to take their items there. I would like to see what the cost difference would be if the items were just placed how we do it in front of their homes. Mm-hmm. If we can just maybe just go forward and that's just how we do it going forward, I would like that put on the agenda to see the cost difference for that. Because again, we want them the properties to be cleaned up. So if that hinders anything, maybe we can get that corrected. Help the residents any way we can. also, another item I like to see placed on the agenda, and it's about the agenda actually, in English and Spanish. I would like us to have a discussion about that, to see if we could put the agenda in Spanish also. And other than that, everyone have a safe Good Friday and happy Easter to everyone.
I know Tina brought up the fiscal year for the crime prevention, but they had a meeting early on the month. So they're still discussing possible dates for movie night in the summer. Between June 15th or the 22nd. Further, they went ahead and approved to waive security fees on events held at Friendship Park for crime-related violent victims. They also are still working on the junior first responders, which they're trying to do between either July or August. Sorry to see her go, but Kyrie Roberts resigned and it was approved by the board. Other than that, y'all guys have a safe Easter. You're more than welcome to come to Alamo United Methodist Church, where we go at down on Foster Road. They welcome everyone. And if y'all want to come, we're going to have a 7 a.m. meeting.
Church service.
And the second one is at 10:30, if y'all want to come by.
Councilmember Apodaca. I'd like to thank everyone who donated candy for the Easter egg hunt. I'd like to thank the volunteers that came to stuff the eggs and the volunteers that went to the park to put out the eggs. And the kids had a lot of fun. It was really, it was a lot of fun, and I loved just watching the kids have a good time and dance. And Mr. Shaw, you were awesome.
And Mrs. Shaw.
And hopefully next year the event can be bigger, more participants, and if word gets out, I think that there will be a lot more people. So thanks to everybody.
Councilmember Martin.
Thank you, Mayor. I have about four items. First one is still the complaint about the 18-wheelers on Boatman and Wheatland. Supposedly there was a sign knocked over there this past week. There's people still complaining it's happening about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if we've talked to anybody yet about it or not, but you know, we got to do something. Either we got to make them put a sign up there showing them the way, or because apparently they're not seeing our little sign, even though it's lit up. The other one, I don't know if you noticed the flagpole at the park Sunday. It's shredded all to pieces.
The flag, it's been replaced.
Oh, has it?
Public Works replaced that flag already.
Good, thank you. Another thing, I want to welcome Roger back. Thank you, Roger, for coming bailing us out again. And I want to thank all the employees. They do a super job. I'm super proud of everybody. And then on April 16th, I'm hosting a meet and greet for the city council members and Bexar County candidates from 10 a.m. to 12. There will be hot dogs, chips, sodas, snow cones. And I know that some of the Bexar County candidates, Mr. Calvert, is going to be there. He said he'd be there from 10 to 10:30. And some other candidates that are involved in our area, in our race. I just wish everybody the best of the luck. And thank you. That's all I got.
Thank you, Mr. Councilmember Martin. First of all, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. Remember that in my religion, Easter is to celebrate our Lord and Savior has risen. So remember the real reason for our holiday. I also want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I want everybody to enjoy a fabulous Good Friday. And meeting adjourned.